أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا الذين كفروا يردوكم على أعقابكم فتنقلبوا خاسرين. بل الله مولاكم وهو خير الناصرين. سنلقي في قلوب الذين كفروا الرعب بما أشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا ومأواهم النار وبئس مثوى الظالمين. ولقد صدقكم الله وعده إذ تحسونهم بإذنه حتى إذا فشلتم وتنازعتم في الأمر وعصيتم من بعد ما أراكم ما تحبون. منكم من يريد الدنيا ومنكم من يريد الآخرة ثم صرفكم عنهم ليبتليكم ولقد عفا عنكم والله ذو فضل على المؤمنين. إذ تسعدون ولا تلوون على أحد والرسول يدعوكم في أخراكم فأثابكم غما بغم لكي لا تحزنوا على ما فاتكم ولا ما أصابكم والله خبير بما تعملون. O you who believe, if you listen to the unbelievers, they will turn you back on your heels and you will become failures. Rather, Allah Ta'ala is your protector and He is the best to assist. We will cast terror into the hearts of the kafirs because of them joining partners to Allah Ta'ala for which He has not sent down any proof. And their abode is Jahannam, and what a terrible abode for the wrongdoers. In the Battle of Uhud, around the time when the believers were going through some distress, some difficulty, and the rumor had been spread that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had passed away, so some munafiq had announced that Nabi Sallam is no more. So when he's no more, then why should we be striving? Rather, we revert to our own former ways. There's no need to carry on and continue, for we don't see any future for us. So rather, we rather go back to our former ways. So Allah Ta'ala cautions the believers, if you listen to these unbelievers and these kuffar, they will turn you back on your heels. They never wish good for the believers. They never hope any betterment for the believers. So you listening to them will make you turn back on your heels. So this message applies even to this day. It's applicable for all times, that they have some type of a subtle agenda within their programs, their conferences, their meetings. They have some type of a subtle agenda. So don't you listen to them. You will fall into the net of shaitan. And in the meanwhile, if you listen to Allah and you hold on to Him, then He will be on your side. He is the best to assist. He will cast terror into the unbelievers' hearts. وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعَدَهُ. And remember the time when Allah Ta'ala had fulfilled His promise to you, when you were slaying down the unbelievers by His command, until a weakness had overcome you, and you had fallen into dispute, and you had disobeyed after it showed you what you desired. Some of you intended the world, and others the hereafter. Then did He turn you away from them, that He may try you. And indeed, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all your sins, and Allah Ta'ala is most gracious to the believers. Remember the time that when you were climbing up on higher ground and you didn't even cast a side glance whilst the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was calling you from the rear, and He had given you distress upon distress, that you may not be overcome with grief over what escapes you, and not for the misfortunes that may befall you. And Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all that you do. And thereafter did Allah Ta'ala send down, after all this distress and grief, Allah Ta'ala sent down a calmness and a tranquility, a type of a slumber that had overcome some of you. And there were others, that is the munafiqeen, who were just concerned about themselves, having false suspicions, suspicions of ignorance about Allah Ta'ala, saying, do we have any say in the matter? Say, the decision entirely is Allah Ta'ala's. And they really hide in their hearts what they do not reveal to you. And they say that, لَوْ كَانَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ, had we had any choice in this matter, we wouldn't have been killed here. So say to them, لَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ, had you been living in your homes, then to those against whom death has been decreed would have come forth to the places of death. And Allah Ta'ala allows all this to happen that He may try what's in your hearts, the inner metal of your heart, He may try it out and He may purify all that is in your hearts. And Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of the secrets of the hearts. Those who turn back the day the two forces had met, then they had turned back only on account of shaitan causing them to slip. And Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all of them, and Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most enduring. The lesson that is to be learned, O you who believe, don't be like the kuffar who say to their brethren, they say of their brethren, when their brothers are traveling through the earth for some reason or the other, or they are come out fighting, then had these people only been by us, then they wouldn't have died, nor would they have been killed. So Allah Ta'ala makes this as a regret and a pain in their hearts. See, it is Allah Ta'ala that gives life and takes away life. These unbelievers, they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe in their might and their strength. So when there is a thing like death, or there is a thing like jihad, and there is a loss of life, so they will begin to confuse people's minds that these people only remained by us, that they wouldn't have died, nor would they have been killed. Whereas they don't realize that death and life both are in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala sees all that you do. And even if you were killed in the path of Allah Ta'ala, or you died, then this one of these two will definitely happen. Either you are killed in His path, or you die a natural death. Then too, the thing for you to understand is, if you died in His path, then the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala and His mercy is far better than all that you amass. One of the two must happen. Either you are killed or you die. But when you are killed in His path, then you are going to be eligible to His mercy and His forgiveness. Then His mercy and forgiveness is far better than all the enjoyment you can think about, all the wealth and the life that you can think about. Then this is far better. And remember, even if you died a natural death or you were killed, then to Allah Ta'ala you will be gathered and brought together. So these unbelievers, they will cause you to have suspicions about your own faith, about your iman, in different ways, dubious ways, only so that they could turn you away from iman. So don't be concerned, don't pay attention to their comments. Sometimes it is unbelievers, and sometimes it is munafiqeen, and sometimes it is our own gullible brothers that speak like this. They hear these comments from the kuffar, they get impressed, and then they pass these words across. Then they do not realize that they are speaking not in the spirit of iman and faith. They need to realize that where are we getting the statements from? Are these statements supported by Allah Ta'ala, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or are these statements made up by the kuffar? Then they are passed on and transmitted from one to the other until someone heard it, a gullible Muslim, and then he began to speak their language, do their work, their dirty work. So a believer should always be convinced that the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala and His mercy, that will definitely come about if a person was striving in his path and he died, or he was killed. This is far better than all the wealth, all the comfort of this life.